time to talk some rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How we doing, mates?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, everybody listening on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Hey, what's happening in Scone tomorrow?
Yeah, big launch for the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies. Starts at about 10 o'clock at here in Aberdeen Street at the home of the Brumbies there in the Sir Alan Glen Experience. So they're going to cut a cricket pitch in the middle of the field, and everybody's going to be able to go down there, have a barbecue, have some drinks, sign up for maybe seniors or juniors. Notice the club's been pretty aggressive already around town, getting things happening when it comes to getting the juniors ready to go for the Northwest Regional tomorrow from 10 o'clock, and that again will be at Aberdeen Street in Scone. So get down there, get registered, maybe a lady or a gentleman or a boy or a girl.
Talk to me about ladies rugby this weekend.
Yeah, big opportunity, of course, at Empire Park on Saturday, where there's a bunch of sports coming together and doing some coaching. And, of course, part of that is Brent Dale, who's out of Elmos, so you can talk to him about both of those things. Give him a call on 0423 384 931. And that, of course, Empire in Newcastle. Empire Bay is the home of the Cook Hill Brown Snakes. And it's only around about $10 for the various courses. So it's a girls' day out or the like. All the details are on the Hunter Junior Facebook page. So you can go through their website also, hunterrugby.com.au, and be part of that. It's for girls only, but it's not only just rugby, it's also cricket as well, so look out for that. It's only about $10 for each of the sessions. They go for about 40 minutes, so that's great. And also, of course, at Marcellin on Sunday there from around about 9 o'clock, we've got the big day, Festivus of ladies there, free barbecue, free drinks. The Wildfires will be training, but you can get yourself registered to play rugby there at Marcellin at Maitland. Be part of it once again through the Facebook pages of Hunter and also Junior and Seniors, and be part of that. Get in touch with Brent. He'll be able to look after you as well. His email address is brent.dale@nsw.rugby, and get registered to play women's rugby this year. But a big opportunity there on Sunday to meet a couple of the girls that are playing for the Bill Call Polaroos, and that includes the likes of Katrina Barker, a local girl, and also Emily Robinson, the horse, the prop forward. So in the light of the continuous success there, the girls went to Malaga on the weekend there in Spain and were able to find their way through to a medal. And also, of course, they're playing this weekend in Seville as far as the Sevens go. It's a great opportunity to be part of that and part of it often.
We've got some trial matches coming up.
Yeah, of course, interesting to see that the Waratahs will be playing on Friday night there at Bowral at Eldridge Park. Of course, you can find out more through bowralrugby.com. But they'll take on the Brumbies. A little bit earlier will be a bit of a state of origin, a bit of a country origin versus city origin game for the girls at 3:30. 5 o'clock will be the fellas. There'll be some restrictions, unfortunately, at all level 4 when it comes to the experience, when it comes to the game. But it should be on, hopefully, Stan, or at least there'll be some highlights there at waratahs.com.au. Also, of course, on Sunday night, the Fijian Drill play their first ever game as they take on the Western Force, and that'll be in Ballina. So look out for that. That'll be at Keys Reserve, and part of a big weekend that is the Rugby Palooza, which, of course, has coaching clinics, also coaching experiences. So if you Google search Rugby Palooza at Lennox Head, there'll be some details there of that. Of course, Scott Wiseman will be there, Jay Tregenning. So there's a bit of a fee for it, but it's good to see that Andrew Fraser, a former premiership-winning coach there in the Central North Comp with Inverell, is going to find its way through to be part of that. And there's hopefully things we'll continue to see in the game. But again, that's been generated by the grassroots and not the game. So hopefully it will get surfed out pretty well. But there's plenty of opportunity for people to scope to go to Lennox Head over the weekend, be part of that, and then find their way through, of course, to be part of the experience when it comes to the game on Sunday afternoon when the Drua take on the Western Force for the first time. Also, Bear, it looks like they're just hammering out some details at the moment with the Western Force with this business with their borders.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be they play games in Adelaide, but more than likely they'll be playing games in Queensland. So hopefully we'll get to better sorting out. Of course, last week the Waratahs revealed their draw through waratahs.com.au, and the vast majority of their games will be at Leichhardt Oval, which is a very interesting thing. But their first game will be against the Fijian Drua, and that will be at Western Sydney Stadium on the 18th of February. So interesting times. There's less than a month ago until we have the fun, which is Super Rugby. And, of course, tomorrow, Australia Day, Beach Rugby down there at Nobby's. You've had Pete Hickey on, which is fantastic to see.
Yep.
So you can meet the likes of Wendell Saylor and also Lottie Dicchieri from about midday, and should be a bit of fun. Go through beachrugbyaustralia.com.au and be part of that.
Excellent. Weeksy, thank you very much for the update. As always, we'll catch up again next week. Talk more rugby.
Good on you. Thanks, Dave.